Chapter 1, The Case for the Health Focus. Do you ever think you know too much about dentistry? Strange question, you may think, because no one can ever know too much about their chosen profession. But when a dental practice has lost its way and needs some redirection, my top-line diagnosis is often that they knew too much in the practice. By this I mean that dentists can be so immersed in delivering treatment they overlook what really matters to the patient. In fact, as well as this oversight, the practices also don't really know what matters, although they think they do. This conclusion is based on my own research. For 25 years, I conducted patient questionnaire research in all my clients' practices to find out what really matters to patients and what patients think. The top 8 things that patients tell me are very important to them are: 1, trusting the dentist. 2, ensuring healthy teeth and gums. 3, general cleanliness and hygiene. 4, treatments to solve dental problems. And 5, being seen quickly in an emergency. 6, sterilisation and patient protection. 7, special skills of the dentist. And 8, screening for oral cancer. When working with practices, I produce a jumbled list of these and other qualities and ask the dental teams to rank them as their patients would. In far too many cases, teams were wide of the mark. In fact, if I reversed their list, they would often have been more accurate. Worryingly, team members and dentists often failed to agree. And this suggested to me that when working side by side delivering care to patients, they were undermining each other. What a waste of energy. What potential for misunderstanding in the team as well as with patients. Patients told me they want 2 things more than any other. Firstly, they wanted to trust their dentist and the dental practice team. On average, 92% of patients said this was very important to them. Secondly, they wanted care and treatments to ensure their teeth and gums stayed healthy. 82% said this was very important by 2014, and my impression since is that this is becoming even more important. This came as a surprise to most dental professionals, who invariably believe patients were more interested in cosmetic or restorative dentistry. When patients walk into a dental practice, they're hoping for a clean bill of health. They're thinking, I hope this dentist doesn't find anything. The health professional has the opportunity to deliver care and treatment when necessary in a way that proves to the patient beyond any doubt that the clean bill of health is what both parties are hoping for. But too often they fail to exploit this opportunity. This is because dental teams have their own agenda for patient care, usually a heavy focus on the provision of treatment and increasingly cosmetic treatment. Treatment has come to dominate the ethos and marketing strategies of practices in recent decades. Dentists seem to me to be consummate problem solvers. In dental school, they are taught to seek problems to fix, and most approach the opportunity with relish, a chance to demonstrate their technical expertise. For almost all dentists, the high point is a dental problem which will need their professional skill and expertise and the best technical designs, materials, or lab work to produce a clinically perfect reconstruction. Some dentists can hardly contain their delight when they spot a problem to be fixed, and many celebrate the finished filling, crown, denture, inlay, onlay, root treatment, or other solution with a flourish, like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a particularly difficult hat. Voila, says the body language. Be impressed. Now, while the dentist is satisfied their desire to provide care and treatment, the patient, far from experiencing admiration, is more likely to think, well, that was a bit of an ordeal, or why is my body failing? Or when will my mouth feel normal again? Or that wasn't something I really wanted to have to pay for. Or even, this person was obviously just looking for things to fix in my mouth so that he or she can make money out of me. Previous NHS regulations and traditional private pricing systems promote treatment, so there's almost a pre-programming in the brains of dentists to respond positively to opportunities for treatment. They continually seek problems to fix. Another barrier to embracing the health focus in practice would appear to be the apparent failure, so far, of good hygiene advisory messages. Why, says the dentist, if patients are so interested in health, do they not brush their darn teeth? My response to this is that the failure to understand how to maintain dental health does not lie with the patient, but with dental professionals who have systematically failed to get their messages across to patients. Every single dentist and therapist hygienist can remember at least one patient who suddenly gets the message about looking after their own mouth and who turns into a model patient thereafter. If only this could be achieved systematically, dentists would be providing exactly what patients are looking for, and both patient and dentist would benefit. I'm not a dentist. I've never been trained in dentistry. So all my views on dental care have been gained from conversations with practicing dentists, from listening to dental lectures, and from listening to patients. I've worked with very preventively focused practices whose teams discuss health with patients, tell patients they're trying to prevent the need for treatment, encourage all patients to keep regular hygiene visits and show them how to remove dental and interdental plaque daily to achieve good oral health. I've also worked with cosmetically focused practices whose teams pay as much attention to helping keep their patients healthy for the long term as they do in providing the makeover. Both these types of practices are very successful, but in my experience, most general dental practices could do much more to prove to patients they are primarily concerned with keeping patients healthy. Most general practices have become too engrossed in chasing the path to restorative perfection or aesthetic profit. They chase the problems that patients may or may not perceive they have. They overlook what matters most to patients. It's time to reclaim the focus on health. Action points from this chapter. 1. Make sure you know what matters to patients and that everyone in the team is on the same page. 2. Find ways to communicate that you care about your patient's dental health. More ideas coming right up.